He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from Staten Island, New York. And you're asking, why am I here? Well, I'll tell you in a second. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Well, I am sorry that the show is late, but I had some extenuating, insane circumstances. I had a death in the family, and I had to fly pretty quickly from Arizona to actually Staten Island, New York, which is where I am now. And to my horror, shock, and amazement, when I landed, I got a text message that one of my cousins had died, and I was actually extremely close with him. So that was a tremendous blow. So I was at a funeral yesterday in Staten Island, and Tuesday I have to drive to Madison, Connecticut to go to my cousin's funeral. So it's been just a rough, brutal week. So right now it's Saturday, and I'm climbing the walls here, so I figured I'd try to get my show out remotely on this laptop that I have. So you'll just have to bear with me. Hopefully I will be back in the studio, I'm hoping, next Thursday, if things go according to schedule. But at the rate I'm going, I don't know what's going to happen here. So we are on show number 571. I do have an interesting gadget, oddly enough, to show you today. Let's take a look at that. And as I said, we're on 571. And before we do that, actually, I want to call your attention to something that I think is just, it's such a pain in the neck when these things happen, but there's nothing we can do about it. LastPass, and I'll show you the article in a second, had a security breach. And I mean, that's where you store all your passwords. And it's a very popular software that's used on all platforms. And it's really, it's pathetic that happened, but it just goes to show you that nothing is as secure as you would think it is. I mean, LastPass is supposed to be rock solid. It has your passwords in it. So here's the release, August 25th, notice of recent security incident. To all LastPass customers, I want to inform you of a development that we feel is important. Yeah, it's important to share about our LastPass business. 2 weeks ago, anyway, we detected some unusual activity with portions of our LastPass development environment. After initiating an immediate investigation, we see no evidence that this incident involved any access to customers' data or password vaults, but they are not sure. So based on what they have learned, they are evaluating further mitigating techniques to strengthen their environment. But quite frankly, folks, what I would highly recommend is that you change your password and maybe even your username just for your own protection. Whenever I see a security breach at that level with that type of software, I just don't want to take any chances. I did not use LastPass, although I've used it several times. I just didn't like it or want to use it for whatever reason. I'm very leery of these password systems that will contain all your passwords, because a breach is going to cause havoc on all your accounts. So I tend not to use them. I tend to put them the passwords in an encrypted file on my computer, my laptop, and also my phone. And there's no way anybody can get at that. So I have it actually in three different places. I have an encrypted file on my phone, an encrypted file on my laptop with all my passwords, and I do have one file that's encrypted, which is on the cloud. So I've got three places that I kind of encrypt and hide this information, and that keeps me, I think, pretty safe. So far, so good. Okay, so here is the actual article, as you can see, and It's at blog.lastpass.com. If you just Google LastPass security breach, you will find this article, and they answer a bunch of questions for you. Okay, let's take a look at what I have today. This is a USB-C docking station, dual display port. It's a 9-in-1 laptop docking station, and this will allow you to use dual monitors. It has two display ports, HDMI. It has 100-watt power supply, and I'll have to talk about that in a minute. And I can use it for my little cards, both the mini cards, if you will, and the SD cards that go in my cameras and various things like my GoPro. It's compatible with pretty much any Mac or any PC that you have. So this is what it looks like right here on the left-hand side. And as you can see here in this photograph, you have multiple input jacks. The one on the end on the right side is the 4K HDMI port, if you will. And then to the left, we have two DP 1.4. DP stands for display ports, and some of your higher-end monitors have display ports, and it gives you the best resolution possible, and you need a special connector for that. It looks like an HDMI connector, but at the end, it's slanted. It's like a V on the end on the side of it. So I get two display ports, and of course, there right behind that, I get another two slots for the micro SD card, and of course, the SD card. Great if you have things like a GoPro or, you know, a camera that takes some kind of SD card. And then behind that, you'll see an SD, C port, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then on the other side, there are basically three USB 3.0 connections there if you want. And there's a cord right here. I don't know if you can see that on the left-hand side here that actually is going to plug into your computer. Another view, side view, will look like this. I'll show you the object in a minute. And the beauty of this is that because it connects into the C port, your lightning port, if you will, it's going to be your Thunderbolt port. It's going to be a heck of a lot faster. Here it shows you how you can extend your monitors and hook up two monitors using this device. And this just shows things that you can do with it, other connectivities. Here is where a diagram of how it connects into your computer. You must have a USB-C port on your computer, and preferably a Thunderbolt, which is what you want because it gives you the speed. You remember last week we talked about the hard drives. The hard drive that I had, the T7 Shield drive made by Samsung, that drive is a Thunderbolt drive. So therefore, you'd want a fast connection. You can use it with a USB-C or even a USB port, but if you want to get the speed out of these little devices, you'll notice that it comes with a C connector. So the fastest processing that you can get on this is from a C connector Thunderbolt to that Thunderbolt jack, if you will, input jack on the computer. So what this does is it actually mirrors that. And as you can see in this diagram here, this port right there is where you would put that in. Now, over here, it shows you the white wire, which is preferably a 100-watt power supply, which will help you get good throughput with this so it doesn't bog down the actual ports within this connecting piece here. So that's where that would go. So let's take a look at the device, and we'll be able to see basically what it looks like. So here it is here. It's very small. A connecting cord is attached to it, and it's actually, let's see where that camera is. So it's actually a C port there. Again, you want to use a Thunderbolt connection if you're not sure your computer has a Thunderbolt connection. Just look on the side where the actual connector is, and you'll see a little lightning bolt. That means Thunderbolt. Again, that's where you get your speed. And if I'm doing any kind of photographic editing or especially video editing, I want to take advantage of that speed and that high-quality connection and go with that particular connector. On one side here, as you'll see, there are three USB ports. They are USB 3, the faster one. And you can tell that also by the color blue. If they're white, then they're older connectors. If they're blue, they're the up-to-date modern ones, for the most part, USB 3. And then on the back side, which I kind of like, over here, this connector is that C connector, and typically you're going to put a power supply in there. So this has juice inside of it, and you're able to get the take advantage of the ability of the processor in here. You can use it without a power supply. I always prefer to do it because it puts less pain, if you will, on all the processors in the computer and also on the device itself. Right here, you'll see the two input slots, one for the SD card from your whatever it may be, photographic instrument, and also on the bottom, which I love, the little micro SD cards. I hate those things. They're so small. And then here are the two display ports. Here and here are the two display ports that would plug in typically to a monitor more times than not. And yet, one more port on the back end here, you have the HDMI port, which will go, again, to my computer screen or into another USB input for a camera or a TV show type of thing. So very handy object, and I definitely use it all the time. I like it because it's small. And many times I don't even use a power supply with this because I'm not doing anything that demands a tremendous amount of processing as I use the device. The more things you have plugged in there, the more you're going to have to use a power supply, which is external. And, of course, obviously that's, well, maybe not obviously, it's an additional cost. So this is a very useful device. It sells for, right now they have a deal, it's $40. It used to be $70, but definitely a good deal. So check that out. Again, it's only useful to you if you have that Thunderbolt connector. You'll find it really, really worthwhile. So check it out. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. These are all free. These particular apps are only available on the iOS operating system. This is a neat app. This is called Photo Animate Studio Animator. I don't know why they have to put the word animate in there twice. Why don't they just call it Photo Studio Animator instead of Photo Animate Studio Animator? In any event, this will take your photos and it will make them animated. It's a very simple app to use. It's totally free and you can do some pretty cool things. It's fast, it's fun, it's simple to use. You can easily combine photos, animations, vectors, and icons into an engaging video. So you're going to take your photos and basically animate them, make them into videos. You can add text overlays. You don't need to be a designer because, of course, they have a ton of templates. You can actually draw on the photos and make an animated selfie. It's really fun to use, really a blast. If you don't like it, your kids will. And as an added bonus, you can actually put sound effects or soundtracks, and it comes with things that you can choose from. And when you're done, you could post this on Facebook or Instagram or use it for business pitches, storytelling projects, whatever your heart desires. Excellent, excellent app. And if you use it, you're going to see how simple it is, and you're really going to like it. So let's take a look at what else we have here today. Our next app is kind of neat. This particular app is called Spoken, and this is a Reddit TTS generator. What is that? Well, if you don't know what Reddit is, I'm going to show you. Reddit has been around for a zillion years. And basically, you can research any kind of article. It's free. And you can sign in, make your own username and password, of course. And it has articles on just anything and everything. Up-to-date news, weather, sports, oddities, whatever you can imagine. You will find on here, and it's just never ending. And they've got some bizarre, really strange things on here. And of course, you can search on whatever it is you want, you know, whatever country you want. And you can also do on what's new, what's top rated. We'll just click on that. You can spend 24 hours, 7 days a week on finding articles here. It just never ends, and I like it because it's pretty up to date. So what this app actually does is, instead of reading them, you can just click the link on that particular, cut and paste the link on that particular article, and it will read it to you. So if you're too busy to read your posts from your favorite subreddits, sit back and relax and listen to them as your comments are read to you. It magically will read back at adjustable speeds. It has multiple voices to choose from. It's even going to give you background audio if you like. So very cool app, very clever. And I have some friends of mine, some people that actually use this software on their phone, on their iPhone, and dump down 10, 20, 30 articles on Reddit and play it in the car to, you know, keep them entertained and keep them informed about whatever the subjects are, because you can literally, you know, search for anything you want in Reddit. So kind of a neat, I think it's a real neat app, if you will, and, you know, give it a try. And certainly, by all means, you know, check out Reddit. Really, you can search on pretty much anything that that you desire. You know, here's your search bar. I'm just going to put in, I don't know, Cuba for whatever reason, and it will go through its thing. And all these articles here now are on Cuba. So it's tailor-made to what it is you like. Fun stuff. Okay, this next app, again, this is available on the iOS system, is really nice. 1888 Cam, classic film camera. This is, again, totally free. All the apps today that I'm showing you are free. At least today they are free. This is going to take any kind of photograph that you take, and you will create a no-hassle photograph with rough, thick texture, color, temperature. It will make it look like an analog film, processed, if you will. There are 95 filters to create deep, deep film atmosphere with grain and light leaks and blur effects. You have black and white effects, vintage effects, LOMO negative film, all kinds of crazy things. Really a fun app. And if you want to be creative, that's the app to use for sure. And again, it's free right now. It's very good. It gets 4.1 stars out of 5. That's a good app. Now, here's another app. It's not for everyone, but if you use it, you'll never stop using it. It's called Fashion Story. I just loaded this up last week. This gets a 4.6 out of 5. What this app will do, it's the simplest and most powerful instant photo camera and story editor and collage maker. It will transform your regular posts into creative stories with just a couple clicks, which is really fun, and it's very fast. If you want to make quick collages and nice fonts for your Insta stories, Fashion Story is the easiest and fastest way that you can accomplish this. Photo Story comes with a bunch of instant story templates. This is what I like it a lot, because it has these pre-made templates and it makes your stuff look good without a lot of work. So you can put your own photos in there, and you can choose from a bazillion stickers and templates, if you will. They're stunningly designed templates. You can have Instagram stories. That's really where it shines. You can change your fonts. You could edit text. There's 2,000 plus random quotations, so people think you're cool and you're educated because you use one of these pre-selected quotes, if you will. So when you're all done with that, all you do is click it, save it, and it's going to go out to whatever social media you want. Really shines on Instagram. It's really a cool program. I like it a lot. So let's take a look at our next app of the day. This is a nice app also. It's called Layout, totally free. And as you can see here from the sampling, this does an excellent job of creating all kinds of nice artwork photos slash photos, and there are in-app purchases. As you can see here, you can buy all kinds of sticker packs and post packs, and it's very reasonably priced if you so desire that, but it will take your moments and make them into memories, really. It offers, again, quotes, classic artworks, all kinds of things to turn your travel photos especially into works of art, and it's really nice. Redesign social media templates, create stunning Instagram posts, Facebook covers, YouTube channel art, Pinterest graphics, and more. So whatever social media you are on, this will do it. It also will let you do magazine layouts. It has all kinds of really high quality fast filters, text editors, unique fonts. Pretty much anything that you're looking for will be in this layout app. It is definitely, in my opinion, probably one of the better layout apps there is for free. Again, you got to remember these are free. Okay, let us move on here. All right, our next app that we'll talk about, these are on the Android operating system. And again, these are all free. This is a must-have. I tried this out, and I was impressed as to how well it worked. This is App Blocker. It will keep you staying focused because all those damn interruptions are blasting through your phone. Ad Blocker is a productivity app that helps you block distracting apps, reduce screen time, and increase your productivity. Block any social apps to avoid mindless scrolling and procrastination. That's me. This app will allow you to stay focused, and you have your choice of shutting out no data shared. I'm sorry, you have your choice of how much you want to filter. This will also allow you to choose from no data shared with third parties. It doesn't collect any data. The data is encrypted when it actually comes through. Fun app, useful app, it works. This next app, again, is for the iOS system. I'm always fascinated by these sleep apps. This one is very cool. Sleep faster, calm meditation, high-quality sounds. I love this. Crispy Soft. Great name. This is a nice app. White sounds heard around our lives include the sounds of rain, waterfalls, wave sounds, sounds of streams, and sound of branches rustling in the wind. These sounds are familiar that we listen to, and even though they sound like noise, it has strong psychological awareness to your brain. So this will actually play these soft tones, sometimes called white noise, to calm you down and make you sleep. And this stuff really works. I know a lot of you don't think it helps, but you got to be in the right frame of mind to let these apps work, particularly the sleep apps. I like listening to rain. I don't know why. I like listening to the ocean, birds. Sometimes I like to listen to tropical forests, whatever. But they definitely have a calming, pleasing effect. And I'm always on the outlook for new sleep apps. So the sleep app is free. Might as well try it. I think you'll find it enjoying. If not, just delete it. Can't beat free apps. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Again, I apologize that the show was a tad late, but I'm out straight here. I got to tell you, it's been a real rough week. So, and it's not over. So hopefully I'll be back in the studio on Thursday, and you will see a new Gadget Professor show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'll see everyone next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.